Post-game Saturday with Sharks coach Martin Grubb, he said in a pre-game interview and you wanted 2 points from tonight to get things up and running, and is the job done in the end?
Yeah, I think it was a very good 2 points against a good team. Bellingham had played last week and were very comfortable in D-side. So I thought the first 5-7 minutes or so, they were a little bit better than us energy-wise because they had played that game, and it took us a little bit of time just to find a rhythm. And then we started to feel our way into the game, and it was pretty even at that stage. And we obviously got our 2-goal lead, which then become a 3-goal lead. I'm a bit disappointed with the soft goal we gave up, but I thought Callum was exceptional because he had a double save after that and a glove save for Bostrom after that to keep us right in the game. And then we were able to be very comfortable in the end with that 5-minute power play. It was a bit of a strange one. I was basically telling the players that we don't need to score on that because it was about moving the puck, keeping the puck, and obviously stopping the Stars for being able to mount any attempt on our net. And we're obviously delighted with the boys' work rate, their energy and their attitude, and 2 points was huge for us tonight.
Any particular individual standouts? Obviously you've mentioned Callum stepping in as starting goalie and just giving up the one goal. With any other standouts?
You know, I think as a unit we were very good tonight. I think that we asked Cal to give us a chance, and he did more than that. I think defensively as a full unit we were very good. I think the decision to bring Kim in and give us the two important defencemen, and then even Hutchin gave us the chance to use three pairs, and it kept them fresh right throughout the game. I think the second line that we used of Stephen Moore, Conor Henderson, Daniel Abercrombie are just full of energy, full of skill. They created chances. Particularly pleased for Ben Edmonds coming, scoring our opening goal of the season. He's not had a chance to practice as much as he'd like because he's 2-way with Dundee. But you know, I don't think we can actually single anybody out. It was a team performance. We asked the guys for 60 minutes. We played as hard as we could for that, and I think in the end we deserved the win.
And tomorrow, you want to try and keep that going into the unique surroundings of Hillheads?
Yeah, I mean, I think, as we know, it's a very, very difficult place to go. For us, we got a few younger players that have probably never played there before, so it'll go one way or another for them. They'll either go there with no fear, or they'll go there and realise very quickly that it's quite hostile and it's going to be tough. But again, as a unit, we're going to have to be very, very solid defensively. Kieran will come back in tomorrow and he'll have a job to do, and I'm sure he'll be busy, and it'll be the same as tonight. If we're solid defensively, we know we'll get chances. We know we've got goals through every line in our team, and we've got to take our chances. That might be the only thing that was a little bit disappointing tonight. There was times we had chances. Yes, Flav made some good saves, but we missed the net a few too many times. And we said it was a tough weekend. We knew tonight was going to be a tough game, and it was, and tomorrow will be just as tough, if not tougher, and will it be.